over the last few weeks, got reports of indiscriminate and very violent attacks on civilians and of increasing strains between various communities. And our head of delegation is leaving the country after 4 years, and he mentioned that he regrets to be leaving without having witnessed an improvement in terms of respect for the life and dignity of the civilians in conflict zone, mainly in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
What are people being treated for? What types of wounds do they have? And what are some of the other things that you all are having to treat them for?
Recently, the ICRC organized a war surgery seminar to give a chance to more than 50 practitioners working in the main hospitals in North and South Kivu to exchange best practices and also to gain more expertise on war surgery. And among the, the wounds we can see is a wound ballistic and a very complicated weapon-related injury that are a frequent occurrence in the Kivu. The challenge for these practitioners is that they are very often very limited resources and at the same time complicated wounds. So during that seminar, it was the occasion to, as I mentioned, work on wound ballistics, but also mass casualty management, hygiene and bandaging techniques, and of rehabilitation of leg amputees. So it's a variety of wounds and associated with limited equipment in the region.
I understand that access is also a daily challenge for you all there on the ground. How are you reaching people?
The gaining access to people remains a daily challenge, mainly because of the security situation and very significant logistical constraints. The teams of the ICRC on the ground are doing everything to maintain its presence in local communities while setting up dialogue with the armed groups and community representatives. But it means that a lot of efforts are made to maintain the dialogue with the groups and forces that are on the ground and to access the communities. And what we would like is a better access and having to make less efforts to reach the place and to be able to deliver to the people in need.
Those tens of thousands of Congolese who had been working in Angola and have now returned to the DRC, what is their situation and what types of treatment do they need?
Well, this region where the first aid post has been organized at the border between the DRC and Angola is an extremely remote area. Actually, it was the first time for the Red Cross of the Democratic Republic of Congo to be operational outside the province capital, Kananga. We have seen arriving in the first aid post people some casualties. What we are doing is trying to orientate these people on the medical structure that they are available in the town of Tamako, being able to speak with them. It's a very remote area.
Also, those people that are displaced in the Walikale territory of North Kivu, how are they making out? I know at one point water was a big issue there. So what is their situation?
There are more and more displaced people there. These people, that they have been very often displaced many times over the last years and months. So this is why the ICRC organized a market for household items. So people receive coupons and were able to get few essential items and goods of their choice, such as mattresses, bicycles, kitchen utensils. And this was organized to help them get back on their feet and improve a little bit their living conditions that are quite difficult.